American Language Course, Situation Tape 3. Look at the pictures for Situation 3.
We should be near New York City. When I look out the window, I think I see some land. Ah, here comes the stewardess. I'll ask her where we are. Stewardess, are we near New York?
Yes, Mr. Smith. We're approaching New York City. We'll arrive in New York in 20 minutes.
Thank you. The stewardess used some new words. Say, approach. Approaching New York City. When we are approaching New York, we are coming near New York. If we're approaching a city, are we coming near it or going away from it? We're coming near it. What will the stewardess say when we come near another city, like Chicago? We're approaching Chicago? Right. So, what are we doing when we are coming near New York? We're approaching New York. The stewardess also said, we'll arrive in New York in 20 minutes. Say, arrive in. Arrive in New York. When you arrive in a place, you get to a place. You are there. We'll get to New York in 20 minutes. When will we arrive in New York? In 20 minutes. If you arrive in a city, do you get there or leave there? You get there. So, what's another way of saying that you'll get to New York this morning? I'll arrive in New York this morning? Good. We'll arrive in New York in 20 minutes. You've been learning very quickly. Is it easy or difficult for you to learn new words? Well, I'm sure it isn't too difficult. Do you know the best way to learn English? One of the best ways to learn English is to speak English all the time. That is good practice. When you practice something, you do it many times. When you are practicing something, do you do it one time or many times? Many times. What are you doing when you say new words many times? You are practicing. Is the best way to learn English to speak your own language? Or to speak English all the time. To speak English all the time. Are you getting good practice or no practice in English when you speak to me? You're getting good practice. So, what are you doing when you say new words many times and talk to me in English? You are practicing. It's necessary to practice all the time if you want to learn English quickly. Say necessary. Necessary to practice. If it's necessary to practice all the time, you must practice all the time. When something is necessary, you must do it. Is it necessary or not necessary to practice when you want to learn English? It's necessary to practice when you want to learn English. What's another way of saying that you must practice speaking English every day? It's necessary to practice speaking English every day? Good. You can be successful in speaking English if you practice and speak all the time. Say, successful. successful in speaking. When you're successful, you can do something very well. If you're successful in learning English, you can speak English very well. When you cannot learn English, are you successful in speaking? No, you're not. You are successful when you can do something. Are you successful when you can't do something or when you can do something very well? When you can do something very well. If you repeat and practice new words, this will help you be successful in speaking English. So, what can help you be successful in speaking English? Repeating and practicing new words. And if you practice speaking English all the time, you will be very successful. You won't fail. When you fail, you are not successful. If you are successful, have you failed? No, you haven't. When you try to do something and cannot do it, have you failed or are you successful? You failed. But if you try to do something and practice and then do it very well, are you successful or have you failed? You're successful. Do you want to be successful in learning English? Of course, everybody wants to be successful. Well, we must be approaching New York. Look at picture one. Yes, I can see the Statue of Liberty. Can you see a lot of water or a lot of land in picture one? A lot of water. There's a lot of water because we are flying over New York Harbor. Are there ships or cars in the harbor? There are ships in the harbor. The ships come into the harbor to deliver their food and supplies. When the ships deliver supplies, they bring the supplies to the harbor, and then the supplies are taken off the ships. Say, deliver. Deliver supplies. If the ships are delivering supplies, are they bringing them or taking them away? They're bringing supplies. These ships also bring people into the harbor from other countries. And ships leave every day from New York Harbor carrying people and supplies. Do the ships coming into New York Harbor carry supplies or supplies and people? They carry supplies and people. What happens to supplies when a ship delivers them into the harbor? The supplies are taken off the ship. Right. Do you think many ships or only a few come into New York Harbor? Many ships come into New York Harbor. Ships deliver supplies and people all day. Look at picture two. You can see some of the big buildings in the city. Can you see one or two very high buildings? One very high building. Yes, that's the Empire State Building. It's the tallest building in the world. There are many high buildings in New York City, but the Empire State Building is taller than the others. Which building is the tallest in the world? The Empire State Building. Is the Empire State Building shorter or taller than all other buildings? It's taller than all other buildings. So, what is the Empire State Building? It's the tallest building in the world. Do you know how tall this building is? Well, if you don't, ask me how tall it is. Did you ask me how tall is the Empire State Building? Well, it's 1,472 feet high. Say, 1,472 feet. How tall is the Empire State Building? It's 1,472 feet tall. Good. Were you successful, or did you fail when you answered that question? If you answered it right, you were successful. So, how tall is that building in picture two? It's 1,472 feet tall. Oh, we can see one of the big bridges now. The airplane's flying low. Look at picture three. That's the Brooklyn Bridge. Is this bridge over land or over water? It's over water, and it's a river, the East River. Are there cars or trains driving across the bridge? There are cars driving across the bridge. A bridge is a very easy way for people to go across a river. What do people use to go across the East River? They use the Brooklyn Bridge. I think we're approaching the airport. No, not yet. Look out the window again. At picture four. This is a new building in New York. Are you familiar with this building? It's a very important building for all the countries of the world. That building, in picture four, is the United Nations building. Are there people from one country or many countries in the United Nations building? There are people from many countries in the United Nations building. Do you know the purpose of the United Nations? If you don't, then ask me what the purpose of the United Nations is. What is the purpose of the United Nations? Well, one purpose is to keep peace in the world. Men and women from countries all over the world work in this building every day. So, what is the name of the building in picture number four? The United Nations building. And what did I tell you was one purpose of the United Nations? To keep peace in the world. We're going to land now. I can see the airport. Look at picture five. That is where our airplane will land. It's the John F. Kennedy Airport. When we arrive, will we land or take off? We'll land. Right. And what will this airplane do when it gets to the airport? It will land at the airport. Good. You have been practicing many new words. When you practice these words, will you be more successful or less successful in speaking English? Yes, more successful in speaking English. We're almost on the ground. I'll ask you some questions while we wait to get off the airplane. Look at picture six. There are some numbers on this picture. Let's begin with number one. What is number one? It's the Statue of Liberty. Is the Statue of Liberty in the water or on the land? It's in the water. It's in the harbor. What is the name of that harbor? It's New York Harbor. And what is a harbor? It's where ships come to deliver people and supplies. Good. And when do ships come into the harbor? Every day. What happens to the supplies when a ship delivers them to the harbor? They're taken off the ship. Where do the people leave the ships? In the harbor. Now, look at number two in the picture. What is this? The Empire State Building. Why is it easy to see this building when you come to New York? Because it is very tall. Right. And how tall is the Empire State Building? It's 1,472 feet tall. Are there any buildings taller than this? No, there aren't. This is the tallest building in the world. Look at number three. What is this? It's a bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge. Does this bridge go over water or over land? Over water. What is the bridge used for? It's used for cars to get across the river. Is number four a familiar building to you? It is? What is the building? Yes, it is the United Nations building. What is one purpose of the United Nations? To keep peace in the world. Are there people from one country or many countries in this building? From many countries. Good. Well, number five is very near us now. What is it? The John F. Kennedy Airport. What is another way of saying that we are getting near the airport? We're approaching the airport. And how do I say that we will get to the airport in 10 minutes? We will arrive in 10 minutes. When we arrive at a place, are we leaving it or getting to it? We're getting to it. Good. You've been able to answer most of my questions. Have you been successful or have you failed? I'm sure you've been successful. If you didn't answer any questions, did you fail or were you successful? You failed. When you practice something and then cannot do it, you have failed. Do you remember this? What did I say was a very good way to learn English? To speak English all the time and to practice. What do you do when you practice English? When you practice, you repeat words many times. Good. Well, the airplane has landed. We're on the ground. Welcome to the United States. We can talk more when we get inside the airport. Let's get off the plane now. Come on.
This is the end of Situation Tape 3.